critically analyse.
And critically analyse indeed. It's Grant Brindle here with you for Media Moves on... Where are we? I think we're up to about March, Mad March, as everybody seems to call it, March the 12th. And Media Moves is an access program here at PBA FM, brought to you by the South Australian Association for Media Education, Incorporated, or SAMI for short. And on tonight's program, we're going to have a look at some of the events that are happening in the world of media, and particularly, I suppose, looking at that education side of it. We had our AGM, and we had the delightful documentary, Show Me the Magic, which looked at the Academy Award-winning cinematographer from Australia, Don McAlpine. And I'll talk a little bit more about the director of that, Kathy Henkel, in a minute. But we're also looking at big changes that have happened in the world. And this is one that people often forget when they talk about the media. They often forget the other part, which is the measurement, you know, finding out how many people are listening or watching or buying, you know, whether it's CDs or tickets to the movies. And there's a significant, I didn't even realise this till today, thing happened there. And we've got some information about some events. I know there are lots of events already with March, but some things that are coming up. And we've got our resident rapid reviewer, Linda. She'll be giving us, I think, three reviews tonight. And we've got some movie tickets again to give away at the end of the program. So keep listening and make sure that, you know, you keep up with all the nuances of what's going on in our program tonight. But first of all, let's talk about Kathy Henkel, who's from Queensland. She's a director, a producer of documentary. She made the one that I talked about called Show Me the Magic, and she's got a new one coming out called Rise of the Echo Warriors, which is coming at the end of the month. Here's a little bit of the promo for it.
The world is an amazing place, and I think we all need to learn that again, because I think we take it for granted.
Welcome, mate.
Seeing the destruction, seeing the palm oil plantations, seeing the illegal wildlife trade, it breaks my heart. I guess it just ignites this spark that just makes you want to fight.
This is from the oil palm companies. They only want the timber, and they will take the land.
I came here at 6 this morning, and here it was still a forest. Like, they are so fast.
It hit home that our task is so large, and it's so important.
And it was just so tough in the beginning.
You come to Borneo, you face your fears.
It felt like 100 days was 100 years.
You've got to have this resilience that just can't be destroyed.
Me, Jojo.
Yeah, at that moment, I knew why I was here. I knew why we were all here. And we're here for the, you know, common goal to make a difference for the people, wildlife, and forests of Borneo.
It's easy for me to say, yeah, there's forests being depleted, but if I just continue to sit and do what I've always done, it won't change.
My eyes open now, and everything that I thought was important then is not now.
If you don't step out, and if you do not act, then nothing will ever change.
Take that leap of faith and be prepared for a rocky road, but it'll be the most beautiful road that you've ever been on.
Through perseverance and through endurance and through the passion of the local people, real change can be made.
Good job.
The starting point is hope, belief, and then comes action.
And that is Rise of the Echo Warriors, which is a new documentary that will be coming out later this month, which is interesting because it just misses out on ADOC, the documentary. Let me just have a check. The documentary Doc Week and AIDC, which is Australia's International Documentary Event, a week-long festival incorporating the annual industry conference AIDC. And that's going to finish in a couple of days' time. But unfortunately, Kathy's movie just misses that mark. So they're having a special one-night-only Q&A, question and answer with the director, Kathy Henkel, and one of the Echo Warriors who hails here from Adelaide, and he is Fabrice Marr. And it's a bit hard with some of the promos when you, I get them and take the soundtrack off, and, of course, you haven't got the pictures, so you can't sort of see what's going on. But in a nutshell, the film is about a group of passionate and adventurous young people who leave their known worlds behind to spend 100 days in the jungles of Borneo, and their mission is saving rainforests and endangered orangutans. But time is running out and the odds are against them. Jojo, an orphan baby orangutan, is entrusted in their care, and they must find a way to return her to her forest home. Their challenges include building an orangutan rehabilitation centre, introducing a satellite monitoring system called Earth Watchers, replanting a forest and building a global support network. This is a story about what it takes to be an echo warrior, an individual willing to step up and take action to avert a global catastrophe. For them, every individual matters and every action counts. And I think it was last night it had its premiere in Sydney and received a standing ovation at the end. It runs for 104 minutes. It's PG because it's got a little bit of coarse language. And as I said, it's going to be on Wednesday, the 26th of March at Palace Nova at 6:30 p.m. And there'll be a Q&A afterwards. You'll be able to talk to Kathy and one of the Echo Warriors. Molly Meldrum used to say in the old days, do yourself a favour and get along and see it. Rise of the Echo Warriors. Today, bang, 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 big day. Today marks, and you might have heard on other radio stations and in the media, some of the talk about the radio ratings. Well, today is a very important day because after 66 years of measurement of the radio, of who's listening to the radio by the company Nielsen, AC Nielsen, we now see a new era in Australia where there's a new company that does it. And after a robust tender process that saw three audience measurement panels compete for the contract, a company called GFK was selected for its updated system of recruiting people for the survey sample and for additional measurement of audience behaviour. Now, I'm sort of usually, I think I'm pretty up on all this stuff, but I have to confess that I'd never heard of GFK. And it turns out what it is, it was established in 1934 as, and this is what GFK is, a Gesellschaft für Konsumforschung, which, of course, is German, and it's the largest market research institute in Germany, and it is the fourth largest research organisation in the world after Nielsen, the Kantar Group, and Ipsos. So that's them. Let's have a listen. This is their little publicity thing that they do.
Technology has changed how we communicate. Thanks to new digital infrastructure and the proliferation of personal gadgets, people have more ways to interact than ever before. People now prefer to be contacted in a wider variety of ways. So when we measure radio audiences, where the goal is to reach everyone, it will become more and more important to reflect these societal changes. Commercial Radio Australia and GFK want to ensure all radio listeners continue to have a voice, which is why we've created more ways of interacting with them. We've introduced online recruitment and e-diaries, which can be accessed on a range of platforms for measuring radio listening. We've also made it easier for interviewers to record demographic details from respondents, with the process now fully digital. So, for example, if we're not recruiting enough younger women, we'll know immediately and can take action. It's all about ease and flexibility and providing multiple platforms for those who prefer to engage online. The paper diary system is one of the most robust in the world, and we'll continue to use this proven method for 80% of the survey, with e-diaries for the remaining 20%. And with results from our pilot study showing no discernible difference between paper and electronic diaries, we'll maintain the continuity and integrity of Australia's radio audience measurement. So to demonstrate how the radio ratings work, let's take a look at a day in the life of a radio diary. This example features a paper diary, but the same principles apply for the e-diary. The sheer number of diaries it takes to create the radio ratings is beyond what most people imagine. Each year, we produce, distribute, and process well over 60,000 paper and electronic diaries across Australia. To put this into perspective, our interviewing team will travel the equivalent distance of driving around Australia 57 times. To make sure the radio ratings are representative, our diaries are placed in proportion to the population, as defined by the Australian Bureau of Statistics. First, each market is split into geographic regions by the radio industry. These regions are then split into smaller parts called statistical areas, which are then split into even smaller portions called interviewing areas. Households within each interviewing area are approached up to four times at different times of the day across several survey periods. In metropolitan markets, a single person who is aged 10 years or over is invited to participate based on who had the most recent birthday in the household. In regional markets, all the members of a household aged 10 years or over are invited to take part. The people who agree to be a respondent are left a diary to record their radio listening, which they complete every day for 1 week. Each quarter hour in the diary shows the station, location, and method of listening. Respondents are re-contacted throughout the week to make sure they understand their task. And at the end of the week, the interviewer collects the completed diary, which is then couriered to our offices for extensive quality checks and validation. Then, after all of this, the data is analysed to produce the official radio ratings results. You will continue to receive the radio ratings results in the usual way. And with one simple swipe, you'll also be able to access the results on your smartphone from our interactive mobile site. So, now you know how the radio ratings system works. But we're taking things even further. Our quarterly behavioural measurement tool called AudienceScope deepens your understanding of the ratings. AudienceScope complements the ratings by building a more holistic view of your listeners by getting to know who they really are. We look at things like response to advertising, emotional connection to stations, and motivations for listening. And as a leader in technology research, GfK will offer a unique perspective on the future of media. Because we monitor the sales of personal devices, we can generate powerful insights into how technology adoption may influence future radio listening behaviour. It's all about building a richer listener profile and giving you more targeted insights for increased sales and improved programming. And by future-proofing radio audience measurement with these innovations, Commercial Radio Australia and GfK will continue to give all Australian listeners a voice.
Now, don't you feel more enlightened? That's, as I said, a big day in radio history for Australia, that after 66 years, GfK have taken over doing the ratings. And the first ratings that came out here in Adelaide, we saw an interesting shift. The previous ratings period, Mix 102.3 was on number one with 15.8, followed by the ABC 891. And Nova 91.9 was in third spot. But we see a dramatic change with this new ratings that's come out today. ABC 891 has edged into the lead by 13.7. Mix 102.3 has dropped down into second place, but it's only 0.3. And then at their heels, and this is it's come up 2.5. This is the biggest improvement of all of the stations, 5AA, is up at 13%. So that's how things have happened in the world of radio and radio ratings. We better listen to our Rapid Resident Reviewer. And just a reminder that this program is sponsored by Valley View Secondary School, your neighbourhood high school up on Wright Road at Para Vista.
12 Years a Slave, starring Brad Pitt and Michael Fassbender and a cast of many. This is a true story of Solomon Northup. Despite being born a free man, Solomon was sold into slavery at the New Orleans market. Following his desperate struggle to return home to his family after years of enforced servitude, Solomon fights not only to stay alive but to retain his dignity. And in his 12th year of this unforgettable odyssey, Solomon's chance meeting with a Canadian abolitionist will change his life forever. A very good film. 10 out of 10. Jack Ryan, Shadow Recruit, starring Chris Pine, Kevin Costner, Keira Knightley and Kenneth Brenner. It picks up where Jack, in his pre-CIA days, is working on Wall Street as a financial analyst. Jack is recruited by the CIA to investigate global financial terrorism. When a plot that could sink the US economy is uncovered, Jack must come out from behind his computer monitor and travel to present-day Moscow to confront a Russian businessman. Very good film. 10 out of 10. A Winter's Tale, starring Russell Crowe and Colin Farrell. In the early 1900s, a rogue thief, Peter, falls in love with Beverly, whom has a terminal illness. He learns that he has the gift of reincarnation and sets out to save her. But does he? And in the meantime, Peter is being chased by a demon with a devil of an Irish accent. A very good film. 10 out of 10. Las Vegas, starring Robert De Niro, Michael Douglas, Morgan Freeman and Kevin Kline. In Las Vegas, a group of 60-something friends take a break from their day-to-day lives to throw a bachelor party in Las Vegas for their last remaining friend. This was a good film. I'll give this one 8 out of 10. Till next time. Bye for now.
ThisDayInMusic.com, the online record of 10,000 music facts.
From This Day in Music, where we look at musical events from the past 50 years. On this day, 12th of March 1968, the Rolling Stones started recording their next single, Jumpin' Jack Flash, with new producer Jimmy Miller at Olympic Studios in London. Keith Richards has stated that he and Jagger wrote the lyrics while staying at Richards' country house, where they were awakened one morning by the sound of gardener Jack Dyer walking past the window. When Jagger asked what the noise was, Richards responded, "Oh, that's Jack. That's Jumpin' Jack." In 1969, Paul McCartney married Linda Eastman at Marylebone Registry Office. They then held a reception lunch at the Ritz Hotel. George Harrison and his wife Patty were arrested on the same day and charged with possession of 120 joints of marijuana. In 1981, Bow Wow Wow were forced to cancel the first dates of a UK tour after Greater London Council stated that singer Annabel Lewin, aged 15, would be guilty of truancy. In 2001, Judy Garland's Over the Rainbow was voted the Song of the Century in a poll published in America. Musicians, critics and fans compiled the list. The highest-placed UK act was the Rolling Stones with Satisfaction in 16th place. The Beatles had I Want to Hold Your Hand at number 28. In 2006, former Pink Floyd guitarist David Gilmour went to number one on the UK album chart with his third solo album, On an Island. In 2009, UK radio station Planet Rock held a poll asking listeners to name the greatest solo album written by a former band member. David Gilmour was voted into first place with On an Island. More from This Day in Music at thisdayinmusic.com.
Stairs in the moonlight.
And how was that? That was On This Day in Music, and I was busy off reminiscing about those old songs there and got caught. Anyway, Grant Brindle here with Media Moves, and always we're running out of time. Some of the events coming up. There is a film and TV industry networking event for those people who are interested in any form of film, TV or radio industry, and you could be looking for actors, for crew, for directors, producers or writers to work with on your next project. Anyway, they have a networking event which is going to be later this month, and it's where people from the industry at different levels gather together for informal chats and drinks, share advice, experiences and possibly link up. And that's happening on the 21st of March at 7 p.m. and it's at Maxim's Wine and Coffee Bar upstairs, which is on the corner of George Street and the Parade at Norwood. And if you want more information, you can contact Chlorine Jackson at Cosmic Productions Oz on 8377 0034. Or you can just rock up 7 p.m. 21st of March at Maxim's Wine and Coffee Bar. And also coming up later this month is the Alliance, can I get that right? Alliance Française French Film Festival, which is on its 25th edition. And that runs through to the 8th of April, and it's got an exciting lineup, whether you like comedies, dramas, romances, thrillers, adventures, animated films, or even documentaries. I did see one of them called Bright Days Ahead, and it was a very interesting one. We had a long discussion afterwards about men have mistresses, what do women have? That was an interesting one. Is there an equivalent word? Is it just a man or a lover? Anyway, typical of the French. That's going to be a nice a little feast of things that are coming up. Of course, the other thing is, I better not forget to mention Meet the Stars of dum dum bum 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 bum. I was too lazy. That's supposed to be 2001 Space Odyssey. On Saturday, the 29th of March, at the Capri Theatre, they're going to have a couple of the stars from that famous science fiction movie, 2001 Space Odyssey, and that will be Keir Dullea, who you'd probably recognise if you saw them. I don't recognise the name. And Gary Lockwood, who was one of the main astronauts in it. And that's at 6:30 p.m. They're going to be doing a signing of autographs. There's going to be a Q&A session at 8 o'clock. And there's going to be a movie at 9 o'clock. And I presume the movie's going to be 2001 A Space Odyssey. So the tickets are $25, and that's Saturday the 29th of March. And I'm almost at the end. Of course, the other thing is we've got the election coming up, and isn't it interesting, all these posters that are going up? First we just have the posters with the photos of the people on. Then we have posters saying, vote for so-and-so, he's the only local candidate, or whatever. But the interesting thing is we will not have Anthony Green, the famous ABC analyst, because Tasmania have their election on at the same time. So we're going to miss out on that, but we're still going to have coverage. The ABC News 24 will cover it, so will ABC One. They're going to call it SA Votes from 6 p.m. 7 has got a couple of news specials that are happening, and it's going to move over to 7-2 because of the Gold Coast versus Richmond Match, and Channel 9 has South Australia Decides, and 10 has Studio 10. So that's all pretty exciting stuff, isn't it? For the election. Oh, we can't wait. We can't wait. Yeah. Of course, the question is, how quickly will the posters come down afterwards? Anyway, it's about time for me to move out of the chair. Now, I did say I have got some tickets to be giving away tonight. I've got, The Monuments Man, which is the greatest art heist in history. And somebody's ringing. I haven't even asked the question. Goodness. George Clooney, Matt Damon, Bill Murray, John Goodman, and the list goes on, including our own Oscar-winning Kate Blanchett. Then I've got some tickets to the Grand Budapest Hotel, which has, well, anybody who's anybody in Hollywood, particularly men, are in that one. And I've even got some Mr. Peabody and Sherman tickets. And you'll need to answer the question, how many years did Nielsen have the radio ratings in Australia for? How many years? The number is 8250 3735. How many years did Nielsen have the ratings, radio ratings in Australia? And I'm going to finish tonight with a horror movie. But this is by the Kransky sisters, who've been performing in Adelaide as a part of the Fringe. So something a little bit different. So here's the Kransky sisters, horror movie.
Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie. Right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain. Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain. Bound to get you in, get right under your skin, hit you right on the chin, oh yes. It's bound to be a thriller, it's bound to be a chiller, it's bound to be a killer, oh yes. Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Horror movie right there on my TV. Shocking me right out of my brain. Oh. The public's waiting for the killing and the hitting. Switch on the station. Yes. They do a lot of selling between the firing and the yelling. You believe in what they're telling? Yes.
ABA FM.